Okay, so I already made the point that AI didn't do it alone. So some of the things that are out there is, there's, for instance, something called the Protein Data Bank, which scientists all around the world have contributed to for decades. The AI is trained on the data in that database. You take that database away, none of this would have happened. So, and similarly, if you're looking for like new materials for batteries or carbon capture, there's something called the Materials Project, which materials scientists too have been contributing to for decades. So I just want to reinforce, it's not AI that's getting all, I mean, it's getting all the attention, but it's the two together that are really making it work.